Let's kick off with a look at some of this week's top science news stories, as we always do. And here's an excellent story about why you should eat, sleep and be skinny, not so much merry, because scientists over at the University of Michigan, this is Julie Lumeng and her colleagues, they've looked at 800 9-year-olds and they found that if they spend more than 9 hours in bed at night, then paradoxically, they're actually more likely to be slimmer than kids that get less sleep. Now, there's been a growing body of evidence, pardon the pun, that adults who don't sleep enough are more likely to turn into overweight adults later on in life. And no one knew whether the same was true for kids. And so what this group of researchers did was to recruit 800 9-year-olds, see how much sleep they got by asking mum. So this is a sort of maternal report story. And then they followed them up for the next 3 years. And it was really intriguing. If they got not more than 9 hours sleep a night, they were much less likely to stay to turn into obese 12-year-olds. And for every extra hour that they spent in bed when they were 9 years old, they were 40% less likely to turn into obese 12-year-olds. And by the age of 12 years old, for every extra hour they spent in bed, they were 20% less likely to get too fat. So why should this be? Well, the researchers have got a number of theories. One of them is that if someone's not getting enough sleep, they're not going to feel very kind of motivated or active during the day because they're feeling tired and grumpy. And so they're much less likely to actually want to do anything. So they don't take exercise. That's one possibility. The other possibility that the researchers put forward is that if you are feeling really low because you're really tired out, some people compensate for their low mood by eating more. They use food as a sort of appetite and mood regulator. So that might be part of the reason. But there's also more evidence from adults now that there might be a hormonal aspect to this, because there's two hormones, one of them called leptin, and that word comes from the Greek word meaning thin, and that's produced by fat tissue. And when you are full up and you've got lots of fat on your body, you have high levels of leptin, and this shuts down your appetite. But in people who don't get enough sleep, the levels of leptin can fall by 20-30%. And also there's a second hormone called ghrelin, which comes out of your stomach. And this one makes you feel hungry, but when you don't get enough sleep, the levels of that go up by 20-30%. So it looks like not getting enough sleep fiddles with your hormones, makes your body feel hungrier than it really is, and makes you overeat.
Could it be working sort of in the opposite direction? Because if you're the kind of person who plays lots of computer games and doesn't go out running around, you don't get very tired, so you then won't sleep as much.
That was what they aimed to prove with this study, because people said, exactly as you've just suggested, Dave, chicken or egg situation. Is it that people who just are likely to have the kind of lifestyle that makes them bigger just don't sleep as well? And that's what this study proved, that people who are already not taking enough sleep and were already were 9 years old and not fat, when they then followed them up for 3 years, they turned into people that did tend to put on the pounds. So it was more that it was the sleep rather than the behaviour that came first.
Okay, cool.